I went to bed at like 7:30.
I'm like severely stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, he's been waking up and going to sleep at 8 o'clock, waking up at 2.
He's a nocturnal animal.
Telling us that as if like that's okay.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I put him on blast.
Are you sad?
No, you act like I'm just like sitting in my basement eating snacks and working. Like I'm playing
Minecraft. That's exactly what you're fucking doing, I'm sure.
I'm playing Minecraft.
I'm earning block and I'm selling block. I'm making like $200 to $400 a day playing Minecraft. So
no, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I literally am.
That's such plus a fucking
NFTs,
lie.
NFTs are hot at night. Like that's like from like 8 to 4 a.m. is when I can see some.
So why don't you go to sleep at like 4:30? That's
why do you
stay up till
8 a.m.
It just happens.
Wait, how do you make $400 a day playing video games? And why am I not doing it?
Yeah, right.
It's called S Critters and Critters. It's cool. It's basically a server in Minecraft where you have to own an NFT to get in, or you rent an NFT, and then you play it and you earn block, which is a token, and then you can either spend the block to buy land in that world, or you can just sell the block. The block's at 40 cents, 45 cents right now. It was at like $1 or $1.50, but you know, everyone unstaked and claimed their block, and the LP is very small right now. So,
all right, yeah, fuck dude. That.
I think
animals, exactly. Start, go to bed at a normal time.
Sleep. Well, I just want, I don't want there to be some misunderstanding here that like animals are lazy shit sitting in his,
no,
just,
don't worry. We all, we all understand that part already. You didn't need to interpret it.
Yeah, you're earning fake internet money.
Like animal, legitimately, what happens when we're in an office and you need to be in there by 9 or 10 a.m. and well, you're going to sleep point. At 8 and you're going to sleep at 8 a.m. Do you think you're sleeping from 9 to 5?
No, I mean, I probably will change my schedule. But right now, it's just, you know, this is life. You adapt to your situations. When that's a full-time thing and I got to be there every day, I'll be there. Don't worry about that. Like just like this. This requires all my attention right now, and I'm giving it all my attention.
This is 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, not this. I'm talking about the NFTs in the Minecraft.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, no, yeah. That requires all my attention right now. So that's why I'm giving it.
Oh my goodness.
Whatever. Well, we're live right now.
Good. Everyone should know.
Oh, people saw that.
Everyone knows. I bust my ass.
Playing video games at 4 a.m.
Hey, well, here we go. Here's what I'll say. Speaking of busting ass. We'll congratulate you for busting your ass this season on getting to the finals and winning your championship. So
congrats, One Chains.
That was a good segue. Thank you guys. You know, it was a long season. I was on top for a while. It's always good winning, you know, cause there's so many different variables that can happen that even if you have the best team, you may not always win. And my team was falling apart a little bit at the end. You know, I had a lot of injuries and a lot of things did not go my way. And we were talking about it before. And at the end of the season, I was not going to win. I did not think I was going to win. And then I don't think it was that I was very good at the end. I just think the teams I played were also not very good.
Yeah, for sure. I think what really saved you, and not to toot my own horn here, but both your quarterbacks were drafted early and studs and probably carried your team all throughout the year.
Why is that tooting your horn?
Because that was my strategy. I was going into the season.
You didn't pull it off. That wasn't your fucking strategy.
Wait, Animal, who were your first?
Dude, is he trying to steal my fucking strategy as his own?
No, I'm just trying to let you know that I paved the way for that strategy, and you're welcome.
Animal, who were your first two? Who were your first two picks, Animal?
I went RBRB. I'm an
old. Yeah, okay. What are you fucking talking about?
I'm just saying that I put that out there into the world.
No, you didn't. And if you look back at the draft video, which I would love to take some clips of, maybe while I'm laying around all week, I'll take some clips. You were shitting on me the whole time.
Yeah, welcome to draft night, my man.
Dude, you were talking about hypersensitive and hyperflexive and stuff like that. And I was like, no, you fucking idiot. You were actually telling me that I was doing bad things. And now you're going to your own.
In fairness to that, I think everybody says everybody does bad. I think after everyone in Nick's pick, I said, ugh.
Yeah,
I think we should have one day where we have a watch party where we turn on the E-Town Get Down draft vlog and we watch it together from the September video. I feel like that would be really fun.
Like that a post-mortem. I think they call it that. It's like after the fact, after everything, you go back and look what was said. I just took a quick peek at it this morning because I knew we were going to do this. There's some fucking stuff on there. Let me tell you, that would embarrass a lot of people in this room right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you remember last year me saying
When you went 1-13, yeah, I remember that.
And then that video got posted everywhere the whole season. So yeah, that's what the video is for.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the embarrassment part because I just get as drunk as humanly possible and then.
Yeah, you just don't remember Stevie or.
No, I don't remember anything.
Hey yo, Ethan Shakukis, thanks, brother.
Shakukis.
Yeah, thanks, I can't wait. Man. We're 100% doing a TikTok show where every week I get a list of 15 words that you need to pronounce out loud. And you just rip through them and that's the end of the episode.
There's a kid that does it with his dad kind of, but he does it like the Italian version that gives him a word and he like says the Italian slang of it. And
it's like, yeah, like
we're just going to do that for the rookie in Dynasty, the new rookies coming in, like as an incoming class. We'll just do that each year. We'll do an episode where you try to pronounce the rookies.
It's a good idea. There's going to be some great names in there for sure.
How many years have I been in the league? 4?
Why are you asking us?
Yeah.
I asked you the other day. Every good commissioner should keep records of the league, no? And you said
I fucking told you. I spilled a vitamin water on my laptop. Had to get a new one. Didn't have anything biked up. What do you want from me?
Also, we moved.
I want you to have a backup of it.
We moved from Yahoo, and Yahoo did keep the record basically for us.
That's true.
No, Yahoo didn't keep the record for us. I would manually go back league by league and type the shit in.
They didn't keep the record for. I thought we were able to go back and like look at.
You can click on your you can click on your profile and then go to each league's history and then manually get it, which I did because I'm a good fucking commissioner. But animals out here are like they keep it for you.
Yahoo does
fucking lazy. I wake up at fucking 10 a.m.
One.
All right. Well, what I'm getting at is 4 years.
Animal, how does it feel that you're gonna be up for the next 16 hours? You're not going to bed for another 16 hours.
Just got my morning coffee. I'm great. I'm ready to roll.
That's like out of control.
It's not. You're out of control. Dude, people live different lives. Not everyone goes to bed at 10 o'clock at night. There's other people. You know, when you're going to sleep every night, there's some people waking up and going to work. They're doing bread trucks.
I went to bed. I watched my last episode of Sopranos. I fell asleep at 1:30 yesterday. I was up at 7.
Yeah, and you know what? I know people that are waking up and getting ready to go clean the snow off their truck and deliver Fryhoffers to the deli that you love to eat at. So this is how the world works, my man.
The fuck
does
that have to do with
you know people that drop off?
I need to mine virtual diamonds at 4 a.m. This is what has to happen.
Okay, first of all, I think we're raising questions and concerns. It's about you and your health. We don't care what you do.
Health is plummeting. That is a concern.
Okay, sure. So yeah, why are we so wrong?
Steve, let me ask you.
Yeah, I was just...
Let's say you've been in the league for 4 years. You've won it twice. Were the other 2 years last place years, or did you finish in the middle 1 year?
He only last place one year.
Last place 1 year?
One last place, and that may have been the year you guys drafted the team for me.
Yo, Steve, if you ain't first, you're last, baby. That really
Hey, yo, I go for it. I go balls to the wall.
I'm about to
were you at that Knicks game last night?
No, I was not, and it was unbelievable. I'm so pissed I wasn't there.
I love this. Like they keep giving
Cali dog.
Don't fade me champ in the room.
That dude won the other league.
He won our biggest dynasty league.
Yeah. Look, we talk about that real quick. Cause I didn't like really pay attention after I got it knocked out of the playoffs as usual. What happens? But,
I don't think I paid attention.
Scumbag move, by the way.
No idea. Yannick was in the finals. And when he won, I was very happy for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He has made so many moves and trades and everything to get here. And somehow, some way, it worked out. And I'm just really proud of him. And he's going to be an absolutely reckless champion for the rest of this year. Good. So I'm very excited to see what that brings.
He's not going
to
do anything other than just keep calling Yannick keep calling Vatch a peasant. So yeah, it's nothing new.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand. When Yannick goes on his like 3 a.m. absolute onslaughts of go fade me messages where he's just completely hammered and you wake up and it just says message has been deleted.
Well, here's the problem. Why don't you
communicate with him?
Here's the problem with that. Animal's not waking up and seeing them. Animal is dead in the middle of his day. That's true.
That's a good point. Yeah. I crack up every morning. I like wake up and it's like a Wednesday morning and all of this is like message deleted messages.
I actually want to reach out to GroupMe. You know how like Twitter, I think there's a place you could like reach out to Twitter and they could send you a file of all the tweets you've ever tweeted. I wonder if GroupMe can like send me a text file of just all of the chats I've gotten from Yannick. I would love for those to be like pushed together and have like a robotic voice just pronounce those out one by one. It'd be fucking incredible.
You gotta be careful.
There was one night, I don't remember, it was definitely a weekday, and I woke up and he didn't delete any to his credit, and I was just like Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Wait, he's just like snacks when he gets drunk, kind of.
No, yes. He's worse.
Yeah, basically.
He's worse.
Yeah.
He's worse.
That's worse. Debatable.
I mean, he did just pay $9.99 to rub it in your faces that he beat you.
He's also this is the same guy.
Why
that
would he rub it in? We root for him. Me and Yannick are tight.
Wait, there was one.
Hold on. My favorite Yannick story is there was it was 2 years ago. We were at Snacks. I think you were with me. We were out somewhere one night. We were either at a party or we were out at a bar or something. And we had group messaged in GoFade me that either you or Animal got sent to jail that night and we needed bail money.
Yes.
And we told Yannick, we're like, yo, we need like $500 bail money to get Snacks out of jail or something. And within like 10 minutes, my Venmo was hit with like $500.
Wow.
Well, he's a great friend, man. He's a great friend.
He is a
I remember friend. That. You were telling somebody about him. Like, yeah, he's the best. He'll literally fucking, he'll like die for us. And then like, I guarantee if we ask him for bail money right now, he'll send it. And that's yeah.
Did you send it back?
No, we bought a bunch.
We got Snacks out of jail. What do you mean?
He's in jail, man.
Okay.
Of course I sent it back. So. I'm glad to have you here. I'm not a piece of shit.
It's not that crazy that I was in jail.
All right. Wait. One change. If you had to attribute your championship this year to anything, I mean, clearly I would say it's because the year was so random and everyone else had injuries. That's the only reason you had a path to the championship. But if you had to put it in, I mean, 9 out of 10 people in the league would. But if you had to attribute it to one thing, what would you say?
All right. So the draft.
All right. Like, enough of that. Let's move on to the next question.
Come on. Looking back at the draft, I mean, there were some random ass people that I drafted. So it's not exactly like, I would say like 50% your draft. 50% of the other things are just plug and plays during the year, I guess, is what I'm saying. I picked up Elijah Mitchell. I spent a ton of money on him. And he actually ended up being great for me. He scored a lot in the finals. And he was just great for me all season. So it's just the waiver wire. What else am I trying to think of? Yeah, just everyone else not being great at the end of the year, I think, did help me. I stayed away from the early running back.
Worse than me is how I got here. Basically what you just
pretty
said.
Much but right. I mean that's how you win. You're just better than the next best person, so
yeah,
that's how it works.
You can let everybody be worse or you can be better. I mean, yeah, the math adds up either way.
So what I did this year, my strategy that I don't know why, but Max took credit for, because he did not do this strategy, was I didn't want to do running backs. Everyone was going running back crazy, and I said let all these assholes take all these running backs. Nick, I think he went 3 running backs in a row. That obviously didn't work. I mean, to be fair,
like they weren't. Antonio Gibson was fucking trash until I traded him, and then he was really good. But I mean, Dalvin Cook was good when he played, and Joe Mixon was awesome this year.
Yeah, when he played, and they both had injuries. The thing is that I just
Mixon
feel
was
like
RB3, you fuck.
In such a who?
Mixon ended Mixon up as the RB3 this year.
Wow, and actually, you tried to trade me for him at one point. Remember that?
For the first 8 weeks of the season, I tried to trade him. Dude.
I know, I blew that, but I mean, hey,
Someone asked, hold on, Animal trade to him for her. It was Hollywood for Hurts. Was that straight up, right?
Yeah, straight up Hollywood for Hurts. Actually, my huge like play in the during the draft was to draft Hurts, my third quarterback, very early, and use him to trade and then get a lot of value out of it. And in the, it's funny because in the video, Max says, nobody in our fucking league trades, you idiot. You traded me.
I have Tony and Ike on they're going to put together like a recap vlog. They're going
to
there needs to be a recap vlog. Like an E-Town Get Down recap of the entire season.
Yeah. And
Steve, you have to admit, like, that was a good trade on my part. Like,
oh, it was amazing because actually in reality, I don't think that Hollywood did us.
How's that? How's that for how I watch his ass speak? I'll mute him. I'll mute him anytime I
want. I was going to say, what happened?
Sorry,
oh, go back.
You were saying?
No, I was just saying that, like, in reality, Max's Hollywood trade with me, I gave him a Ferrari, he gave me literally nothing back. And I didn't even play Hollywood the whole time. So literally, the plan, as much as I like to think my master plan worked, it didn't. The plan did not work. It failed miserably. But in reality, my draft strategy did work. Let all you guys take the running backs. I'll take the other great players while you guys are all hung up on running backs.
It was a double QB strategy. It's a brilliant strategy created by myself.
Why didn't you
do it? I refer to math a lot in the draft.
After me.
Because the tight end gets a point, right? Travis Kelce really took me through everything, you know? Nick, I remember at one point you were telling me, you're like, oh, you were looking at my team, like, oh, pretty good. And then it's like, oh, shit, he's got Kelce too. You know, that was like the diamond, like in the middle of your roster. That couple catches, couple yards. This guy is over 20 points a game. So he was huge for me. And then I think the biggest thing, actually, besides the waiver wire, Elijah Mitchell, was that my two quarterbacks were just dominant this year. And that was it. Shut the fuck up, Max.
I'm telling you, it's my strategy. At the end of last season, I was the one that came up.
If you don't practice what you preach, it's not your strategy.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's not true. It's not true. You can invent and still do other things.
Why do you guys allow? You can't allow this reaction. This is what Animal does.
Yeah, you're right.
He does this with bets. He does it with every aspect of content, and then he just keeps recycling the same.
This is true. I don't know why. And I do it every time. I just feed into it.
How did it end with you guys? Who came in the order out of you guys?
I think it was
5, 6, 7.
Nick,
I'm not
Nick,
sure
Max,
how.
Was. Me? Well, I was the last one. Like Nick, I don't know if it was Nick or Max.
You made a pretty great run at the end, Nick.
That was fun. Yeah, I thought I was going to. I mean, as soon as George taught me the 200 to 180, that was like such a fucking dagger for me. So yeah. I didn't get in.
The week
and
we
of course, I was sitting together. There. I was sitting there in like week 16 or whatever, first playoff weekend. I'm like, oh, I would have fucking won if I was in the playoffs. And then I did. I would have ended up losing the championship to you anyway. So I feel okay. All right.
It's always nice, like, looking back at like those weeks, those like 15, 16 or whatever it is this year. And then like seeing how you would
have
fared.
I didn't set my lineup, but if I had just like actually said it, I probably would have beat you because Jamar Chase went. My team went nuts.
Jamar Chase.
Wouldn't matter.
You did.
You weren't in there. You lost the last game of the season to who?
To you. I know.
I did. Oh yeah, Snacks. You played great. Spoiler at the end of the
Thank
year.
Thank you, sir. You Thank you.
So what I wanted to bring up before is Max was like, "Oh, once I was out, shut up. Once I was out, what he's like, doing? Oh, I totally checked out. I stopped paying attention and all that bullshit. I think that's such a fucking fraud move. Like for everyone to be like involved in the league all year, like it's your friends. It's like the people you play with all year. For you to not respond or not answer or not be involved at the end of the year when people are playing, that's kind of bullshit. Like in the league chat, I was trying to talk to people. Like I got ignored for like a week and a half straight.
Well, you also upset me. I was trying to get behind you, and you just wouldn't accept
me into your circle.
I was there. I was the only one to like your message Same. Too.
You're
I was
a
the
fucking only one, front runner, though.
I was the only one to like your message.
That you were actually, but that's messed up. Like it makes you feel like shit. Like that no one cares anymore, and it's like, wait, why am I gonna get excited if no one else cares?
Well, that's why I tried to root for everybody. I was caring.
Let's be honest, Steve. We don't care. Like I wanted to win. I don't care that you're winning. Like, good for you.
I'm glad you won. I really am.
I'm happy you beat George. Makes you I've rooted for you. I'm happy you beat George. I saw George at the gas station the other day, and I told him I was rooting for you. I'm happy that he lost because.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah, this is a nice one.
We just got a super chat. In this is not 50 US dollars. I have no idea what that currency is. I'm assuming it's worth about
North Korea.
Four.
Okay. Hey, MC Joe.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying. Okay.
I mean, okay. Very much. It's a Norwegian krone.
Yo.
That was my next guess. That was my next
MC Jokey, the Norwegian krone. Thank you very much. And you know what? He's absolutely right. Like, I know that Nick and you guys, like, you like to, like, you know, you tell people kind of like the best options and strategies and stuff. Like everyone can come up with their own strategy. You know what I'm saying? It's funny that this is called fade the public because what I did was fade all your strategies and it turned out very well for me.
Well, listen, the longer you're in this game, the more you realize that like everything is just complete luck. And I don't know why people listen to what I say. I don't know why people, I'm dead serious. Like you're like, you have your strategies and shit and like none of it matters unless you just draft a good fucking team.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the good team
is. There's certain steps you can take and certain like avoidances you can do to make your team better off. Like me personally, right now this year,
I'm looking at a
ton of running backs are just getting injured. In between the tackles, guys get pounded, guys get crushed. Yo, Josh Lucasen, thanks, brother. 566.
He's converting it.
Thanks a lot. Send us 566.
Converted the Nokia.
But listen. So I'm not going to be taking running backs very often just because they get their asses fucking pounded every week. They're so injury prone. It's not even worth it.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Take me out to dinner.
Unless you draft well, you're kind of fucked. But to me, or I mean, I'm not one to talk. I'm finally not the champion anymore. So I have no leg to stand on, but I thought George's team, the way he drafted was terrible. But everything broke completely right for him. You know, like with Javonte, he really turned it on. And Who am I forgetting?
It's also like you guys have to realize, look at like schedule, strength of schedule. Like we can't determine it. Obviously, it's just a matter of like
George with some run, man.
If you play guys that don't score a lot of points that week, like I had that one year where I probably didn't deserve to be in the playoffs, but everyone I played against scored very low. So mm-hmm. like that's especially with this year with all the weird COVID things and like our lineups are very big. So to start all these players, you have a bigger chance of starting a guy to give you a zero versus, you know, when you start like a nine man or whatever. How many roster spots do we have?
I don't know.
16. 16? Like, that's normal as fuck.
Well, look up. Normal at all.
It's not 16 roster spots?
It's not normal. Trust me.
It's very normal.
Look at the rest of like the average fantasy world. We're in like deep into fantasy world here. That's not normal. Trust me.
All right. People in the chat, comment how many roster spots you have in your league.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Animal, real quick, Steve. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go for it. No, it's all good.
Because he was just talking. Are you a back-to-back lowest point scorer in the league?
No.
You sure?
I had like a lot of points this year, you idiot.
Did you?
Yeah, he didn't score lowest points this year.
Was it one of the highest points? Actually, I think he had only
one of the highest point scorers this year, you jackass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you missed the playoffs. That's why I was just
Animal. Yeah. We got a 16. We got a 15. We got a 16 in both. We got a 16. We got a 16.
Animal, you're not
talking to the people involved. I'm talking about the casual fans.
So we can't talk to each other who play in fantasy leagues. We can't talk to people who play fantasy football that are in our audience. Who can we ask? Our moms?
First of all, your average fantasy football player isn't watching fantasy football videos when the season's over right now. They're not doing it.
They're not.
People that are watching this right now are not your average fantasy football fan. They are diehard, hardcore people. Yeah, Cody. Okay. 60. Cody, you're hardcore. I'm talking
another fair point. No, you're exactly. Not hardcore. Right,
if you want to be hardcore. All right. So wait, my question was,
leagues, you know,
Animal, shut the fuck up. You're wrong. Love that. Alpha. All right. So listen, you guys asked me to
nine fucking spot.
Max, you guys asked me the question where I went right this year. I want to reverse that question to you guys. Where do you guys think that you went wrong that you're not sitting in this seat today?
Hard overhead.
Oh, you? Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking.
Like, I mean, maybe next year I'll stay sober. I took Barkley over Jonathan Taylor, and it was a coin flip, and I went Barkley.
It wasn't a coin flip. It was you. It was you.
Well, that's I was the coin.
And then also, I think if I remember correctly, you passed up on CeeDee Lamb or something because you didn't like.
Well, I mean, I got Cooper Kupp in like the seventh, so I can't. My receivers were fine. That wasn't.
You went Evans over Lamb. But I don't think that really mattered.
That wasn't that detrimental to me. I did. You're right. I did take Evans over CD. Yes, but no. Mm-hmm. It all and Aaron Jones getting hurt and not scoring a million touchdowns killed. But yeah, taking Barkley over JT was the downfall of my life.
I'm gonna be honest. If I went back to do my draft again, obviously, like of course, there are a couple players I'd want to do differently. I probably would end up with a very similar draft. Like my strategy was the same, like going running backs really heavy. Of course, I missed on one or two of them or whatever. But like after that with the Brady, Hockenson, Godwin were like my rounds 4, 5, 6 all hit pretty well. It was just like for my wide receiver 2 and my quarterback 2, I faded both of those and I went volume. And I was hoping like between Ryan Fitzpatrick, Carson Wentz and somebody else, like one of those guys could fill in as QB 2 nice. Fitzpatrick got hurt right away. And then my wide receiver 2, I tried to do like high upside sophomore wide receiver. So it was like Judy, Claypool, Ayuk, all three. And if you told me in the beginning of the year, if I had those three, one of those guys was going to hit as like a top 15 guy, I would be like, for sure. None of those guys fucking played well except for Ayuk at the end. The crazy part about that is like my strategy was like, I'll get a wide receiver 1. I did in Godwin. My wide receiver 2, high upside, sophomore wide receivers. The last pick I had in the draft was Michael Pittman. I didn't have enough roster spots to hold on to him. I dropped him week 1. You picked him up. He was the only one of those fucking guys that hit. So he would have been my
go figure, right?
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I wouldn't have done much differently, to be honest with you. It just didn't happen this year.
Yeah, that's the shot. Like I said, that first round don't probably. I mean, hindsight. You look at the draft board and you see how everybody does now. You've been like, oh yeah, I should have taken him. But no, I probably would have done the same thing. I loved Aaron Jones, but I should have taken Taylor. Everything else I loved for the first time. I remember last year I was drafting dead guys. I had no receivers at all, literally nothing. And then this year I came in and I had Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, and I was in love, loved it. But then, you know, everything
Everything Jeez, starts... you had cup this year and you didn't make
it. I know, it's crazy,
Animal,
right?
Animal, what did you Animal, what'd you type in on Google to get this Avi for your burner?
No, it's just my main man.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. My main. Yeah, what is going on there?
Steve, is that you?
Yeah, mute me. I think someone's cooking chicken and they burned it.
Chicken on a Friday? It's pizza day. You know you can mute yourself,
what the
right?
fuck are they? Yeah.
Dude, it's funny that the thing says fire.
Can we talk about Fade the Public real quick as an overall thing?
Yeah, God.
I think this is probably going to end up being a seasonal show, correct? Like in the off season, I think we're going to take a little break. And then once the summer picks back up and then in season, we'll follow E-Town Get Down. And then as we have the office, we'll do content with each other, like as we see fit.
It probably seems like the best. You put more time and energy if it's just in the season. And then everybody loves E-Town Get Down.
We'll still have off-season content.
We'll have off-season content. I mean, we'll be doing a bunch of shit. We'll probably have Animal's House running. You guys will still have, like, Bagels and Locks if you want to do that for other sports. Like, we'll have everything going. Like,
I've tried to do that. Animal won't do it.
Because you can't do it.
My whole thing was, though, you don't have to make it. Like, Ike does unbelievable for Bagels and Locks during football season. Phenomenal job. Makes everything look better than it is because we suck. Although you're good at picking games. But if you could have like a daily live 15-minute show like they do everywhere else, like basketball picks when you were highly into basketball parlays.
Yeah, it would have to be a totally different show, though. It won't be Bagels.
Well, here's the other thing, too.
We can edit fast for basketball.
Here's the thing. We'll have a lot of different shows. We can have a lot of different shows, but since we're going to be together more, like we don't always need to be the same people on the show.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
Yeah. Right, like I'm saying, like you could do Bagels and Locks, and like you can even have like Tony on if Snacks can't make it one day or some shit like that, or even I can come on for a day. Right, exactly. Or something, you know?
Yeah, no. Trust me,
I think like a daily. Everybody and their mother's a degenerate gambler, so you do daily gambling.
And it's just a matter of when we get in the space. That's it. You know, just I'm not going to execute right now.
By the way, elite.
I'm not a caramel guy.
Yeah, nah, no way, dude. Caramel's the most overrated dessert of all time.
Okay,
I agree.
Elite.
All right. Oh my God, Snacks.
Ew.
7? What the fuck is that?
Your grandma has at her house.
Oh. Yeah,
like those strawberry candies and the.
Dude, that's the shit at the bottom of the bag on Halloween.
It's
the
strawberry candies. It's my number one Christmas gift every year from Santa Claus.
Anyone fucking still clowning me in the chat?
Santa Claus gives you that bag?
Yep. Every year.
Oh, shit. Yo.
I have Snacks, an idea for this.
Are you getting clowned?
Nick, bring up Andrew Rossow's comment.
Oh, shit, yo.
Who's got the echo going right now?
Nick, bring up.
Yo, what is happening there? That's definitely one change.
That's okay. See,
I just muted Animal. All right. BDG has entourage characters. Animal equals drama. Snacks equals E. Steve equals turtle. Nick equals Vince.
I think me and Nick are right, but Steve should be drama because he's the oldest.
100%.
Whoa. It's not about.
Wait, how do you look at Animal and not name him turtle? That's fucking.
That's my second point. Yeah.
I'll relinquish
personality, not like just straight up aesthetics.
All you do is smoke weed. Like, how are you not turtle?
That's true.
Smoke more weed, turtle. There's no way in hell that Snacks is E. Snacks, you're way too like.
I look exactly like him.
He only got E for the aesthetic. He was a doppelganger pairing. That wasn't a.
If anybody, I'm Billy Walsh.
I'm gonna be honest. I think I'm.
I got a temper to me.
I get why I'm Vince, obviously, but I also think I'm like 50% E. I think calculated and like a management type. And there's definitely a big part of that.
It's me. Fine. You take 50 Vince. I'll take 50 Vince. Come on. I can take 50 Vince. And then
can we actually play this game? Who, what other characters could One Chainz be in Entourage? I feel like this is a really good fucking game to play.
Josh Weinstein.
Josh Weinfuck.
Kind of look like him.
Actually, probably better.
Josh Weinstein. Hold on. I got to think. Let me get back to you on that. I gotta go through the whole Rolodex of people
I want to go through that show, man.
A little underrated.
What about Sopranos characters?
Snacks.
You'd be the guy they killed in episode one.
The Albanian.
Sure.
Sorry,
I didn't actually know for a fact that they did. I just figured they did. Are you going to open and play that, or is that something you're just going to keep closed as a collector?
Honestly, I've been thinking about it. I really want to play it.
Yeah, go. Can you let me know when you play? Because I would.
Yeah,
love
I
to
will.
Play that
of course,
you.
Of course.
Are the characters?
I have no idea. I haven't opened it. I hope the characters are like that, so Chrissy's nose is like out to here.
Yeah, I call Pauly.
Thanks, Mortimus.
But it's mine. Now I'll take Uncle. I'll take Uncle June.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're Uncle June guy. Uncle June. You're a big supporter of Uncle June. I wouldn't mind taking Chris, but yeah. You know,
I'm trying to think of the entourage because that is a tough one. Like who would you? The only person I can think of for myself is
Jason is Fukijama.
That's a good one. I can only think of Billy Walsh because he's got temper tantrums.
Yeah, so I feel like one change is like the nice version. If you took Billy Walsh and made him like nice, like that's one change.
All right, I'll take that. But yeah, Max is definitely Turtle.
Or maybe Scott Lavin.
I was thinking Scott Lavin for you, Snacks. That could work.
Yeah, I think that one works. Sarcastic asshole.
I do like that.
You know what? I'm due for a rewatch soon.
I thought about it.
I started. I was up till 3 a.m. the other night. First time in a while.
Ralph.
Wow, dude. Rookie numbers, but congrats.
Alpha, I'm not going to talk about the 2001 Giants. No one cares about the fucking Giants.
That's the right answer, Snacks. Good job.
I've learned. I've learned.
Yeah, not really. All right, sweet.
I got my whole off season plan how to fix this. DM me on Twitter. I'll tell it all to you. I wrote it out on a thing.
Steve, Max, do you have something that you wanted to say?
I was gonna ask when you're gonna get me that belt. I don't like you touching it.
Whoa, I'm giving you the belt.
Wait, hold on. We got to talk about next year because next year is the World Cup year.
Ooh.
Next year is World Cup year. So we put this rule into effect 4 years ago, and this fourth year, which is the World Cup happens every 4 years. We've been taking 10% out of the purse each year and putting it to the side so that this fourth year, which is the World Cup year, that 10% from each of the previous 3 years is sprinkled on top of the pot. And we are all the way fucking in. And I'm really excited this came to fruition.
And I've won two of those years, so it's pretty much half my money that we're going to play for.
I mean, basically, it's like 25%. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm saying, I'm just going to win back my own money.
Well, that pot's going to be fucking...
Yeah. Are we
what
gonna,
is the pot?
I think
it's like
we should
7 grand?
It's a lot. We should do a gold medal, though. Can we get a custom?
Yeah, I was going to say that's what I was
doing. Gold medal.
Say we should have.
I think attire. I think maybe attire. We might need to. We might need to. You know what? I think we might happen. Let's order custom soccer jerseys.
Okay, that's fine. But I think we need to have for the draft, normally for the video, at least for the vlog, an opening ceremony where we dance. And anybody have any musical talents? Maybe play some instruments. We'll put on a little show for the opening ceremony of the world of the.
Well, let's look what they do at the opening of the World Cup.
They put on a big show. It's fucking spectacular.
Wait, there is a World Cup next year, isn't there?
I hope so.
No, I think maybe.
That's
it's 2022.
Yeah, that'd be cool if we did that on purpose.
When is the next World Cup?
I don't know if that was on purpose or just a free coincidence, but I'm pretty sure there's
Isn't it? It's every 40 years.
It's in 2022. It's in Qatar.
Yeah, Qatar.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Should we do our fantasy draft there?
You gotta go to Qatar. Yeah.
No, can we? All right. If
we're gonna need some more
of
that Nokia currency.
Can we more Nokia currency? North Korea, send it over. Yeah. Can we can we actually? I mean, I do love The Office. It's a really great setting. But if this is World Cup, this is the biggest year yet. Can we?
We're gonna need space for the opening ceremony.
I told you we should rent a VFW hall.
We'll have The Office by then, so that'll probably.
We'll have the BDG.
Knights of Columbus or something like that. Knights of Columbus was rent one out.
Yeah, no, exactly. I get it for free.
Okay.
Why? Are you a Knight of Columbus?
My grandfather was the Grand Knight there for years.
He knows that guy.
Well respected. Well respected. Yeah, by the way, Animal, real quick, 2 seconds. The pieces on Monopoly is a baby duck, the Stugats, Bobby Bacala's toy train, Dr. Melfi's chair, Satriel's pig, and Barone's sanitation truck.
Wow, that's really nice. I like Bacala's train, probably.
Yeah, me too. That's a good twist.
That's a good piece. Yeah. Yeah.
I call Barone's sanitation truck, though.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. It's all
Yo, Nick, what is going on with The Office? Anything new?
Oh shit, that's something you were supposed to remind me to let my
snack. I've reminded you 10 times.
I'm a very busy guy, and now I have my bank canceled my fucking.
So we are like, a bad week. It's like closed. I I texted, all he needs is my, I need a lawyer to look over the lease agreement, which is, and Snacks's aunt literally does like law, commercial law. Like
that's literally right up her alley.
Commercial real estate law. So I was like, okay, can you look at it? Which, and I've reminded him 45 times over the last 2 weeks, but I didn't want to keep,
my thing
pestering him about it. I just figured, you know, like if she would do it, then you would reach back out to me. Regardless, it's okay because like with the rising COVID cases, I'm a little bit worried about signing something long term right now. So I texted the realtor yesterday and I just told him like, listen, I'm probably hesitant to sign anything right now. I might want to wait it out for like another month just to see if like New York.
I was going to say like, since you're going to be gone most of February, maybe it's just best to like just evaluate when you get back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's when, probably when what I'm going to do.
Late what about February? The grand opening, March 26th?
Middle
day.
Middle of February.
Yeah.
I will say I shouldn't speak for her, but I know she's like disgustingly busy. However, I am going.
Which is fine. You just got to tell me that though.
I understand.
And I can go to someone else.
I understand that. But she has other people in her office that she has tutored and done really well. And I'm going to pass that along to a couple others. So if they can do it quicker, then we can do it. I mean, no one's as good as her, but they're
I'll get back February 17th or 18th, something like that. And then if we have it for March 1st, we can, you know, it could be March 1st, but I'm not sure what things are going to look like right now. I'm also not even sure if I'm going to be able to end up traveling because a lot of events are being postponed or canceled right now. So like,
Where are you going?
San Diego for just like a little bit of a vacation, and LA for the Super Bowl, and Vegas for the fantasy sports conference.
Oh shit, that's sick!
Yeah,
are you going to the actual game?
No, Underdog is actually taking me and Animal out there. They have an Airbnb out there, so we're going to be there for like 4 or 5 days, and then the conference is literally like 2 days after the Super Bowl. So
I just saw on TV that they might switch the Super Bowl to Texas. Is it true or not?
Dude, I saw that too. Well, that's like a contingency plan, but I saw like the Emmys, I think, were postponed or canceled or something. So I'm like, if they're starting to do that with all the events, I'd imagine that we're going to see a trickle down effect very soon. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to even be traveling in February. So,
sheesh. Max, you ever been to LA?
No, but I hear San Diego's got great weather. So. I've never been to California, so
shit, hold on.
I'm not excited for the flight, to be honest with you. I almost hope it gets canceled.
Why are you not excited about the flight? What are you, one of those I'm scared of airplane guys?
No, it's just like that. Was it like 6 hours, 5 hours?
Yeah.
That's a good amount of time.
It's 5 hours. You know how many fucking NFTs you can mint in 5 hours?
Yeah,
there's no Wi-Fi on those planes ever. It never works.
Max, you gotta LA yourself.
What is the last time you've been on a flight?
With you.
Miami. Yeah, and the Wi-Fi worked out. You know how much fucking money I made on the flight down to Miami, Animal, because of the Wi-Fi?
I mean, no Wi-Fi. I didn't even get Wi-Fi. It couldn't work.
I had to
watch Uncut Gems. It was saved on my laptop.
What's up, Stevie?
Can we do a video where we LA max up before you guys go? You know, like get his like eyebrows waxed.
Yeah,
and, like,
that would actually be really funny.
And, like, can we pretty woman him before LA?
I'm super
because
down, yeah.
You're very like East Coast right now. You look like a trash bag. We need to like make you look a lot better and
get
maybe
him,
like shop.
First of all,
get
I'm
him like
a chameleon.
Hat, like one of the hats that all the fucking basic California girls wear. I'm slow down.
I'm a chameleon. Like, you don't need to tell me like to do this. I'm gonna do it myself. We went to Florida. Did you see what I was wearing?
You knew how to do Miami because like you're inherently a Miami. You don't know how to do California.
Yeah, Miami.
I don't know
like
how to do California.
Open, like,
no, you don't
I
know
was
nothing.
Fucking making outfit for California right now with scissors in my closet and all the clothes I have.
No, we need to pretty woman. Let's pretty woman you. I think that would be shit. Funny.
Drop your. I'm assuming that means MetaMask, Addy.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna send me some bullshit NFT that I probably don't even want a part of.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to. Oh, you want to track my wallet? I tweeted it out the other day. Actually, I did a thread.
Did you ENS your wallet yet?
That was my. What's that?
Did you ENS your wallet?
Did I ENS my wallet? I don't know what that means, but I own BDGE.ETH and NickRicolano.ETH, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, you can set it so that your wallet is, like, NickRicolano.ETH now that you own it. You can, like, set it.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. So, like, okay. That way, like, for the future, it's just a lot easier, you know? You don't have to...
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that afterwards.
MikePancake.ETH.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mike Pancake is your name?
Yeah. You ever see that movie Unfinished Business? I think it's called
James Franco's brother.
Yeah, it's super underrated comedy movie. It's like it flew under the radar, I feel like, because it's got a good cast and it's really funny. And the guy's, his name in it is Mike Pancake.
Well, that's good though, because if no one's seen it, then they all think that you invented the name Mike Pancake.
No, I don't take credit for stuff.
Was it your name?
You don't take credit for things that you don't do?
No, like that's why,
oh, okay. What a commendable guy.
That's why I'm not making up that whole QB thing. Like I said that.
Okay, sure.
And I got trashed for it, like everything else. Sure. What do you mean, sure? Watch the videos. It's like last year when I had a bag on my head, I was saying it.
Dude, why does Snacks always act like he's the busiest, most like important person of all time?
Dude, he has fake calls.
I gotta take his call.
He acts like there's always like food in the oven or something. He like can't.
Yeah, it's literally always his brother just calling him and be like, "Can you check on the meatballs?" Like four times a day.
Like honestly, time. This kid always has to take a call. Is always like, "Oh, I have this. I have that." Like,
dude, he comes here for Bagels and Lox when we get ready to film. And he's like on the phone like for like 20 minutes. Talking,
yeah, so that
like an old man, just like,
well, he's talking to his advisor to tell him who his pick should be for Bagels and Lox.
What,
yeah, he should fucking fire that guy.
How's your call, Snacks?
Not great.
What happened?
Shit, what happened? Bad news.
My Bank of America like froze my account for something. And
is it because you stormed the Capitol on January 6th?
Yeah, I actually, you know what, it seems like a pretty good idea. No, I just fucking idiots. I can't wait to take all my money out of there and go to TD Bank. I hope they're listening too. I have like so many problems. They 1 to 3 business days will open. Okay, so what? That doesn't mean I can't use my debit card till next Monday, the earliest.
Charles Schwab, if it's debit.
Oh fuck! I'm not fucking with you. The cops are here.
I didn't even do anything wrong.
It's like he just pulled up. It's like, bro, you see, there's not a fire here. Hold on.
Oh wait, they pulled up.
Cops came for the fucking.
Yeah, there's a cop in front.
Hide the drugs, Steve.
Wait, because of the fucking fire alarm?
That's excessive.
How does that even work?
He lives in a rich man's town. They don't have any other crime. Yeah, true.
They have to fucking.
I get it, but like, why are his smoke alarm linked to the police?
Dude, it's technology today.
That seems like a counterproductive piece of technology.
Well, I mean, okay. If your house is on fire, it's not.
I guess, listen,
the bacon's
burning, the pigs come.
Yeah. Like, if Steve had headphones in, like me, these are noise canceling.
I just thought of that. Yeah, that was really smart. I know.
Yeah, you good, Steve?
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. What's up?
You look sus as fuck over there. Like, you really.
You
look like the cop should be at your house.
You pucker up a little bit.
He's still here. What is he doing? Why is he here?
I don't know what he's doing.
Writing down your license plate.
Yeah, so, you know. Well,
all right, so I have one last question, I think, for you. How do you have any plans to celebrate with your belt this year and with your championship? Like, is there anything you're going to do to celebrate?
I haven't really thought about it. I would like to get hands-on belt, you know, feel it. See what's up, like, you know, really like experience it. And then I know you always say like, oh, if I won the belt, I would like take it everywhere with me. I would like eat french fries off of it. I would do this. Like, I guess I don't really have any plans right now, but maybe I will take it to a couple places, you know.
What about the money you won
with it? Maybe
the money I won.
Can you do this? Can you buy yourself something nice rather than gambling it away? Like,
I was just going to say, what parlay?
Like, treat yourself. At least take half of it and treat yourself with it.
Steve,
can we do that? Well, here's what you do: take half of it, $1,500, whatever half of it is, and buy yourself ice cream every night of this year.
I would not hate that, dude. Let's just go. Treat yourself to ice cream.
I feel like shit, dude.
Wait, what would you three do with $3,000?
Put it all on the Knicks money line Saturday night.
Yeah, I think I'd do that too.
I'd definitely take at least $500 and gamble with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. But like, don't gamble away all of it. Like, buy something for yourself.
Okay. All right. That's not a bad idea. Maybe I will.
Invest it. How about that? Well, first of all, I would take $500 and put it aside for the buy-in for next year. Actually, no, fuck that. That's too long. That's way too long.
I would definitely do that.
Tied up. Nah, fuck that.
It's also
Max,
way too smart.
You would like buy more lemon heads, dude.
Yeah,
I should. I would give 500 of it. I would give 500 of it to Max, and me and him would deposit it into FanDuel, and then we would come up with some wacky parlays to win.
Steve, you should buy a beef so I can pay your taxes.
I can't deposit. I can't gamble. Like, I physically can't. I tried. I can't do it. But it's also good that I can't. I haven't got the free fucking FanDuel bet.
I gotta win all the money and then pay all the taxes and just Venmo you it. That sounds fucking fair.
Yeah. So what?
Nah.
When we win when we win $100,000, I'm gonna say, okay, that you're only, you know, you don't want 55 of it.
Yeah, you get
40%. I'll give you 55. I'll take 45.
Yeah. I get 60, you get 40. Steve, definitely buy a lemon, by the way. A little lemon.
How much are they, Max?
Like 0.4 ETH. So you could buy one.
I like one of those accounts. Maybe I'll send you some money.
I like how people Animal, I like how you said 0.4 ETH so it didn't sound ridiculous. Do you know what 0.4 ETH, you know what 0.4 ETH equates out to?
ETH is down.
ETH is very down. Yeah, well, 0.4 ETH is still a couple $1,000s.
No, yeah, it's 1,200.
Same shit. It's an unrealistic amount of money for the amount of ETH that's being flying around.
I mean, I'm still in the camp.
I know you don't want to hear this. I'm still in the camp that I think NFTs are fucking stupid.
Dude, you know you can
most
do?
Most of them are.
Rent a critter for like 0.08. Go play Minecraft with me. Come hang out in my house. Do you want to see my house? I built a beautiful house with a dock. We can go fishing. I go fishing all the time there.
Steve, you know what you do? You go harass Gary Vee until he gives you a V-friend for cheap.
He won't do that, but he'll give you a NFT.
Actually, so I follow this other professional chef. I see he's doing some kind of like NFT.
Wait, the mint is dropping today.
Yeah,
Scott actually
hit me. It's like
the
NFT.
The fly, yeah. But it's 2.5 ETH, dude. I'm not about to drop. Like, I don't eat enough. I don't like go out to restaurants in NYC.
Use it once a month. It's like,
oh, Animal, you should be set. Vatch said ETH is trash. So,
oh, fuck. Hell yeah.
He's a Cardano guy. So, please, we're not going to talk to him.
No, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
he said already out. Yeah, did I miss the mint? Like, did it already happen?
With love, Vatch. With love.
Yeah, I think it was today.
Yeah, I knew it was today. I think it was at like, it actually might have been at 4 o'clock when we started.
It's probably like as soon as we started filming.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
I wasn't going to buy it.
Dude, look on secondary. There's always people dumping. You know,
I don't want it. Fuck that.
Well, then good. It's trash. Steve, get an S critter. I'll meet you on Minecraft. We'll come hang out on my plot. I got a plot of land, real beautiful. We're half an island, basically. So.
Is that in the metaverse?
Yeah, technically. It's in Minecraft and in the Minecraft first.
Your pale ass will still be inside your room when you're doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with being pale?
I'm nothing. Well, all four of us are fucking as pale as it gets.
It's the winter. So once you guys get the office and everything, are you gonna do like a show on NFTs or something?
Sun tanning? Oh yeah. I would like
I'd like to do a show where we cover the NFL all day cards. Which is like NFL's version of NBA Top Shot. Yeah. They like released the beta version of it, but they haven't released it to the public yet. And I'd like to cover that a little bit.
Yeah, because I feel like once fantasy football's over, it'd be nice to still have some like smart shit going on, you know?
Yeah, there's gonna be plenty of content to be.
We're gonna have a ton of content going out still in the off season.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just not gonna be like forcing. I'm not gonna try at least to like just like force a fantasy segment every week in the off season now because like.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to be when we get the office, we're going to be doing Twitch streams.
Yes, dude, 100%.
So I really miss being the announcer for the Madden games.
I'll stream all my Minecraft streams, too, for you guys.
Yep, we will definitely be hitting Dynasty content for sure. We have Dynasty content full force. I'll be doing probably weekly best ball drafts on Underdog. They already have 2022 open. We'll do Dynasty. We'll do some other shit that's probably not fun at all. But don't worry, there'll be plenty of content.
Hey, did you guys survive very far in that Scott Fishman Bowl?
No, I got trashed. I got so hurt. Like, I had J.K. Dobbins and Cam Akers as my two running backs right away. So it was a tough start.
Yeah, it's tough because I finished third in my league, but that doesn't advance you. You need to be top two. So I didn't move on.
That's a bummer.
Fuck that league. I try not to enter it every year, but he automatically fucking signs me up and sends me an email for it. I never enter. Yeah. It's so annoying.
I like it, though. It's fun. I like it. Because it really doesn't you don't have to do much other than set the lineup. Basically, sets itself too on the app. Like if you don't set a lineup, it sets one for you at least. So you're not
sets one for you, yeah. But it's not like best ball where it sets the optimal lineup. It'll still set shitty people.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Any idea when? So I also started a secondary YouTube channel like 2 days ago. But it's nothing to do with fantasy sports. It's all about content creation, yes. So the goal of the channel is to take 50 people over the next 2 years and take them from ideation phase all the way to becoming a full-time content creator. So I want to enable people with the knowledge about hardware, software, monetizing, all that kind of shit to become a full-time content creator. So I launched a second YouTube channel, which is very cool. It's already up to like 700 subs. So I'm super, super hyped about that. I'll put the link. I'll put the link in the description. The first video. So I TBD is the correct answer. So fuck you, Basement FF. But I do have a launch date that I have in mind, but it's going to depend on whether or not we have the office. The launch date, I think, will be March 22nd of 2022.
Can you get some girls in here so it's not a complete sausage fest?
Girls in where?
Like the people that you're going to be mentoring. Can you get some girls and stuff?
It's up to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like taking on 50 like mentees. My goal is through the content over the next 2 years for them to have created that for themselves.
You know, when people say like, when I do this, if I can like change one person's life or affect one person, like that's the goal. He's saying that, but with 50, he's saying,
yeah, just make that a good looking girl. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
And then what? Like have
introduce her to Snacks over me.
This isn't a dating network here. I don't know what you think this is. First of all, you're a champion. Why don't you act like it and go get a girl? All right.
That's true, actually. That's true.
Go take that belt, walk into a bar, say what's up, ladies.
Yeah, that usually works. Bringing your fantasy football belt to a bar.
I don't know until you drive.
Did it work this year?
Yeah.
I only brought it to one bar this year, and I had women all over me. How'd that night go? I had women all over me.
That's it, baby.
All right, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, I'll go with you. But I took fifth. What's up? So,
No, you're not gonna.
All right.
Oh, shit. Next year, COVID.
No. All right. I guess that's probably pretty much it, right? We got nothing else to address. Any other
Stevie the Horn
other news?
Classic.
No.
Well,
this is no. This is probably Fade the Public signing out for the last time this year and possibly the last time for a little while.
So
you guys can say congratulations one more time to me because it was very important. We spent a lot of time on it this year.
I'm good.
And yeah, I prevailed. So yeah. You guys can just be a nice person. Say just like one nice thing about me.
I'm good. Bagels and Lox will still be going on every Sunday all the way up until the Super Bowl. So catch that. Also, actually, last thing. Award show. Are we gonna?
I mean, we have to do an award show. Yeah.
Yeah. So
those are fucking legendary.
We'll plan for that in the next like 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if Tony and I can get the recap video the season recap video out for next week's episode, and then maybe we'll try to film the following week for the award show.
All right. Cool. Steve, if you got any ideas, always open for the award show.
The award show.
Okay.
I'll send you last year's.
If you want to be in it, yeah, of course. Yeah. You're the champ. I mean, I feel like you should.
Oh yeah,
I
gotta be in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is nice to win.
All right, that's it. We're good. Award show coming soon. Snacks, you got anything else to take us out? You're the outro guy.
No.
Love that.
Giants suck.
Love that too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.